This is Senior Talk, presented by Heartfelt Care at Home on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. Here is your host, Greg Koopman.
Good morning and welcome to Senior Talk, right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. I'm Greg Koopman, your host for Senior Talk. Senior Talk is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply and Heartfelt Care at Home. Visit Affordable Medical Supply online today at affordablemedmart.com or by giving them a call at 719-632-4036. You can find out more information about Heartfelt Care at Home online today at heartfeltcareathome.com. Joining us in the studio today, our friend and return guest and a new guest along with her, we have Crystal Ransom York and Rebecca Milpakam with Abode Hospice. Ladies, thank you so much for joining us on Senior Talk today. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
You know, we have a lot of information to cover, but where I always like to start the show is to have you take a few moments, share with our listeners just a little bit about your background and what was it that sparked your passion, that catalyst that said, you know what, this is what I have to do with my life. What brought you to doing what it is you do today?
If I'm being honest, I would say it's a total God thing. I didn't plan on being in hospice. I didn't know anything about it when I got introduced to hospice care as a social worker many years ago, and it's really just, it's a tough job, but it's a very rewarding job, and we really feel like we do a great job taking care of others. We feel like we take a great job taking care of our staff, and that allows us to provide exceptional patient care, and it's a very rewarding spot to be in when you can give back to the community and help other people and live their best days when they're having a hard time. So that's what brought me to it. And
that's why you still do it.
Still do it. 10 years going strong.
Rebecca, what brought you to where you are today?
Same kind of thing. My background is therapy, and so hospice was something we didn't say that H word. We didn't want to get involved in just over my experiences over the last couple of years. I was put in situations where I got to talk to people about hospice, and it's really an amazing gift. You really are there to really actually help people right there in the moment, in a moment that is really not their best moment, and you can help them navigate through that. So it's very rewarding.
Love it. We're going to dive in a little bit later as to why people avoid, you know, talking about hospice and end of life, and hopefully dispel some of those myths that delay people from exploring the resources that we have out there. So tell us about Abode Hospice.
Abode Hospice was actually a startup branch in Colorado Springs 8 years ago. We built our branch from the ground up, and we started the branch with the goal of just being the best hospice in town, not to be the biggest in the community, but to just really focus on providing best-in-class patient care and to be the best hospice service. And so we started from the ground up 8 years ago and just really developed a team focused on a strong company culture that, you know, we teach our staff that our job is to be the best and to go and be above and beyond for others and to do the right thing always. And we will grow accordingly if we, you know, keep those values at heart. So we were a startup branch in Colorado Springs. We service all the way up through Florissant and Divide. We actually have a Pueblo branch now. We started a couple years ago, so we service the Pueblo area. We go out east past Callahan. We do Ellicott. In some of those eastern towns, and then we go all the way up to Larkspur before our branch turns to our Denver branch, which we have as well. So we actually have branches in Pueblo, Grand Junction, Denver, and then Colorado Springs. In Colorado Springs, we specialize on hospice. We don't do home health here, but we just specialize primarily in hospice.
Wonderful. And there's a lot to be said when you focus on and you're intentional about your focus on that one discipline, which is hospice. And this now tell us, what is hospice?
Hospice is an extra layer of care. It's a Medicare benefit that Medicare and your insurance will cover 100%. And basically the best way to explain it is it is an extra layer of care that people with complex diseases or what they would say a terminal diagnosis would qualify for. And sometimes people don't really think they have the diagnosis that would support getting that benefit, but we can always take a look and kind of help guide that family or patient along the process. So it's a Medicare benefit that's covered 100%, And it's an extra layer of care that comes to the patient. A lot of people think that hospice is a place. It's not a place. It's a thing. It's a layer of care and TLC that comes to that client wherever they are, whether they're in a nursing home, an assisted living, or a private residence, an apartment, wherever they reside. That hospice layer of care that Medicare covers comes to them. And it allows that client to have a doctor and a nursing team on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then they have a routine team that comes and visits them throughout the week. They have an RN, they have a CNA, they have a chaplain, a social worker, and access to a volunteer team. So everybody's plan of care is not black and white. We kind of arrange that plan of care to what that patient wants. We don't want to overwhelm them with care, but if they like a lot of care, you know, we'll visit them a lot. So, you know, they have that team. We actually, you know, we take care of people from a team approach. And it's about providing them medical attention and emotional and spiritual support and the medical equipment they need in place to make their lives a little bit easier, a pharmacy that delivers, and then, of course, that full on-call team that, you know, helps people stay out of the hospital and gives them that layer of care that they might need at 2 a.m. and they don't want to have to sit in the emergency room for 10 hours.
Absolutely. And a lot of times, as you mentioned, I mean, you really just outlined every component of medical care, you know, with the CNA and the RN and the medical oversight and the medication management, pain management. Oftentimes, as you mentioned, you know, we have this myth in our head that hospice is a place you go. And the reality is this benefit, oftentimes in those end-of-life scenarios, this benefit, sometimes in conjunction with some additional services, this is what allows you to spend your final days at home a lot of times. So that's a big thing to highlight as people look at, you know, what exactly is hospice and is it appropriate for their scenario. Now, who can benefit from hospice? Who is hospice for?
Hospice is really a layer of care for people that have complex diseases and that are showing signs of decline. So if you take someone with Alzheimer's and they're having repeated hospitalizations, falls at home, they're eating less, they're losing weight, they're sleeping more, they're needing more assistance with bathing and dressing and transferring from a chair to a bed, you know, those types of Alzheimer's patients would benefit from that layer of care through hospice, because we can actually come in and help that caregiver and provide those showers and bathing for them throughout the week. You know, we can provide that RN to keep an eye on them so we can catch things before they get worse, like urinary tract infections. That's a big thing in our elderly community that, you know, when you have a hospice nurse checking in on that patient twice a week or three times a week, we can catch things and start putting an intervention in place before they worsen. So from a dementia standpoint, a lot of those caregivers and patients would really benefit from hospice. And then, of course, people with complex diseases like heart failure or COPD, any type of, you know, patient with cancer that's no longer seeking chemotherapy and radiation that, you know, maybe the treatment is making them sicker. People will engage hospice because then they have that layer of pain and symptom management to come straight to their door. It doesn't mean people have to be homebound. It just means that our job is to provide them quality of life at home. So we don't want them spending their days chasing the doctor and the pharmacy and the scans and the labs. If we can come to them, provide them quality care, and then maybe they're feeling better so they can get out for a drive in the mountains or dinner with family or something like that. So people with those complex diseases, you know, whether it's Parkinson's or dementia, lung disease, heart disease, cancer, those are all qualifiers to bring hospice in.
You know, what I've seen over the past 20 years or so, you know, oftentimes as we age and oftentimes when we have those chronic or those terminal illnesses, it's almost like we fall into this cycle of, you know, I have this condition, something happens, it sparks a trip to the hospital and maybe rehab and then back home and then couple weeks, days, months later, it happens again. And it's just this ongoing cycle of back and forth in and out of the emergency room and the hospital. Oftentimes with those chronic or those terminal illnesses, you know, and I've always looked at hospice, and tell me if I'm right or wrong here, you know, I always looked at hospice as when you're saying, you know what, I'm done with this in and out of the hospital. I'm done with this constant cycle. I just want to be at home. I just want to be as comfortable as possible. I'm not aggressively trying to seek some sort of solution or cure for something that there isn't. But I just want to be comfortable at home. And I've always thought of hospice as that first step and that critical step that allows that to happen.
Yeah, that's a great point. And there's actually studies that you can look up online that show that if you take the same two patients that have had, let's say they have heart disease and they've had the multiple hospitalizations, the multiple rehab stays, they're not coming back to their baseline each hospitalization. They continue to decline no matter what interventions are put in place. The patient that is placed on hospice sooner will live about 30% longer. So there's a myth that, you know, hospice comes in and we help people die with morphine, and that's far from what we do.
Right.
You know, our job is to help with those symptoms so that, you know, when you have heart failure, we're controlling your fluid at home, your fluid overload at home, your shortness of breath at home. And, you know, there's a big peace of mind that actually comes, I think, emotionally and spiritually with clients and their families that knows in the back of their head, if something happens, I have a team that will help me. And that peace of mind, I really feel like extends people's lives. And, you know, the reducing the frequency of rehospitalizations when there's not any intervention that can be put in place to help fix the problem.
Right.
You know, our job is to help manage the problem. So we explain that to our clients and families. Like, we can't fix your heart failure, we can't fix your lung disease, but we can manage the complex problems that come from them better. And that's what we're good at. And that's why you will feel better on hospice.
Absolutely. And to your point, you know, the research shows that your life is extended the sooner you get hospice involved, which goes to my question of, you know, when's the right time for hospice? Now, right? I mean, if you have a life-limiting illness, a chronic condition, a terminal condition, it's sooner rather than later is the better time to call to at least explore the option, right?
Yeah, you can at least explore it. I mean, we don't expect our family members and clients to be experts on this. You know, that's kind of where we're very good at being experts in the field of hospice and recognizing when the right time is. So if your loved one or you have a complex disease and you want us to take a look, you know, we can do a records request and come out and see you and do an evaluation. And you may qualify or your loved one may qualify and you may not, but at least you have that baseline. But, you know, you generally look for signs of change or decline. So if your loved one looks very different now today than they looked 6 months ago and they have one of these complex diagnoses and they've had a lot of rehospitalizations, they might have lost weight, they're sleeping more, you're having to help them more, you know, that's kind of a good way to trigger your mind to say maybe they might qualify, and then we could come out and see if they would benefit from the benefit and if they qualify, and then we could get that layer of care set up for you.
All right. Now, where are hospice services provided? You mentioned it doesn't necessarily, this isn't the place to go. It could be done in the home. It could be in your daughter or your son's house. It could be at a facility.
Yep. Anywhere you call home. So Abode is in a lot of homes throughout the community. We take care of clients in assisted living facilities. We take care of clients in independent living, retirement communities, long-term care, nursing homes. We're kind of all over, but we, like Greg said, we go to the patient and provide that layer of care. And then we would, if they're in a facility where they already have care, we would serve as the extra layer of care. So the facility wouldn't stop taking care of your loved one. We would just add additional care. And again, Medicare would cover us to do that.
Wonderful. And you've already outlined probably a good dozen or so benefits, but what do you think, what are the biggest benefits of hospice?
You know, in my 10 years of being in the hospice field, I feel like the on-call support is one of the biggest benefits. I mean, every piece of care that we provide is special, but, you know, the on-call support allows you to stay out of the ER. And as COVID has changed our world, unfortunately, you know, it keeps people from having to sit through a 10-hour ER visit and then be sent home with the same intervention that hospice would do at home, and then you're not getting that ER bill, you know, since we're on call 24/7, and that's how we're different than home health, where yeah, our nurse can come see you, call our doctor, and we can have a med called in and sent out in the middle of the night or the weekend versus having to go through that process. So I think the on-call is really important. Of course, the nurse and CNA providing care throughout the week and having somebody, you know, people to just bounce ideas off to know that you're doing the right thing. And I think, what you know, we all get frustrated when we try to make a phone call and we get an automated system or a phone tree, and it just makes you want to pluck your eyes out, especially in healthcare. You know, you need that answer and you need it now. And with our company, our number goes directly to an on-call person. So you're not having to go through a phone tree or push different options. You're getting someone to talk to, and you're getting patched right through to a nurse so that we can help you immediately. And you not have to be flustered when you might have an emergency at home. So There's so many great things about the benefit, but I do think having that on-call support with a physician and RNs, and then, you know, the CNA coming out to help bathe your loved one throughout the week, and providing incontinence supplies if needed, durable medical equipment. There's just a lot of support there, and just having a team. You know, we might not know the answer, but we'll help you. You know, we help with different planning and logistics for plannies as far as advanced directives and medical powers of attorney and all kinds of stuff that families may not realize they need to do. So it's having a team that cares about you, I think.
Absolutely. And one thing I give you kudos to, Crystal, is you're a resource. You're a resource in this community. Mm-hmm. And if it's something that you and the Abode team can't assist with, you don't just throw your hands up and say, okay, that's it. You're working the phone and emails and calling everybody you know, which is a lot of people, to find a solution. And, and it's the thing is, you know, even if it's something you can't assist with, you're going to see it through and make sure they get the help they need, the answers that they need to the questions. Now, two words that I hear go hand in hand is hospice and palliative. What's the difference between hospice care and palliative care? Is there a difference?
There is a big difference. What hospice does is palliative care. The word palliative, when you palliate a symptom, you manage it. So palliative care is there for symptom management. Palliative care, in a nutshell, companies that provide palliative care send a nurse practitioner out to visit that person, typically once every 4 weeks, is kind of average. Different companies operate in different manners, but that nurse practitioner's job is to help manage those symptoms, write prescriptions for pain or respiratory distress, fluid overload, you know, antibiotics if there's an infection, things like that. So what hospice does is palliative care, but the best way I've figured out how to explain it is it's palliative care on steroids. So with palliative care, you know, you get that monthly visit. But with hospice, you get the palliative care within the team visiting and all the services through the nurse, the CNA, the chaplain, the social worker, the equipment. You don't get all of that with palliative care. Palliative care is very helpful when you have, you know, a patient that has cancer and they're doing ongoing chemotherapy treatment and they have a lot of symptoms that come from that treatment. So you can't have hospice when you're doing chemotherapy. So if that person still needs the pain management, the symptom management piece, then they would need that palliative care person to come on board. If the person's not really seeking treatment, further aggressive treatment, or no treatment further would be effective, then you might as well just skip straight to hospice, because then you get the palliative care with all the services.
Fantastic. We have our friends Crystal and Rebecca with Abode Hospice in the studio today. Let's get your contact information out. That way, listeners who have questions and want to explore what you and the Abode team do a little bit further, how can they best reach you?
You know, our office has an on-call number 24 hours a day, so I'll give you that, and then I'll put my cell phone number on blast as well. It's no problem. Our office is located off Research Parkway, but we have a 24-hour, like I said, on-call service. So our office number is 719-358-6428, and you can call that number anytime. And, you know, if you want to speak with me further, they'll shoot me a message, and I'll call you back. And then my direct cell phone is 719-505-2057. And again, that office number that's 24 hours a day is 719-358-6428.
Crystal and Rebecca with Abode Hospice. We're going to take one quick break to hear from our sponsors. Greg Koopman here, host of Senior Talk, right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm here to tell you about our friends over at Affordable Medical Supply, your locally owned and operated, really one-stop solution for all of your medical supply needs. The trusted team of experts at Affordable Medical Supply can help you explore hundreds of products that are in stock today at their Colorado Springs location. Affordable Medical Supply is your local medical supply solution. Call them today at 719-632-4036. That's 719-632-4036. Our friends at Heartfelt Care at Home let seniors stay safe and independent in their own homes. As we get older, a little bit of help goes a long way, whether it's a friendly face checking in or someone to help with daily tasks like bathing or dressing or meal preparation and more. If you're looking for options to assist yourself or an aging loved one stay safe at home, Heartfelt Care at Home is the solution. Visit Heartfelt Care at Home online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by calling 719-362-0094. Let me tell you about our friends over at Affordable Medical Supply, your locally owned and operated medical supply experts. Whether you're looking for incontinence supplies, supplies following a surgery, wheelchairs, beds, walkers, lift chairs, much, much more, many items are available for purchase and rental today at Affordable Medical Supply's Colorado Springs location, located at 1833 North Circle Drive. That's 1833 North Circle Drive, open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or visit Affordable Medical Supply online today at affordablemedmart.com. Welcome back to Senior Talk right here on KRDO News Radio. Our friends from Abode Hospice in the studio today. Crystal, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us. You know what? I want to dive into some myths. And we covered probably the biggest myth that I hear out there is, you know, hospice is a place you go to die. Tell us about that myth. We're going to dispel some of these myths, but that's not the truth.
That's not the truth. We wouldn't be a very good organization if that were the case. So hospice is, to me and my perception and my 10-year career of hospice is about living your best days. It's not about death at all. We do take care of people that may be dying or they may be very sick. And eventually pass, but hospice is about living your best days. So we don't come in and speed up the process. We come in and provide support to help patients live their best days at home. We love to do life-inspiring events. You know, we took a patient to dinner with one of the Denver Broncos. We did a P-51 Mustang flyover for a veteran. So, you know, having a hospice team on board to help support that patient and family is really there to help them live better days as symptom-free as possible and to do some cool things while we have them on service.
This is why we have the experts come in and join us as guests so we can knock these myths out. Myth, hospice is only for seniors.
Hospice is not only for seniors. You know, hospice is for anyone that may have a complex disease. We've actually, unfortunately, had to take care of some really young people. So if they have some type of diagnosis that qualifies them for hospice, their insurance will cover it, and we can help provide them that support.
All right. Here's the myth. Once you select hospice, I'm now on hospice, I'm receiving hospice services, you can't change your mind.
That's a good myth. You can absolutely change your mind. You know, our job is to not dictate to people or tell them what to do or force our care upon them in any way. It's to meet them where they're at and support them. So we have had patients come on hospice and actually graduate off services because they get much better over 4, 6 months, 8 months time of the hospice care. There's always an unlimited amount of Medicare benefits for that person if they needed hospice again. And we've had people change their mind, say, yes, I want hospice. You know, I don't want to go to any more of these chemotherapy appointments, and then the patients change their mind, and we will support that. You know, it's an easy transition to discharge that client and get them back to their regular appointment. So our clients are well within the control of their benefit, and our job is to support them where they're at in their decision making.
Love it. Thank you for smushing those myths for us. What would you say, if you had to sum it up, what would you say, what is Abode's approach or philosophy to care?
You know, one of their big values is treating people the way you want to be treated. And our goal is to provide exceptional patient care. Again, we don't care about being the biggest hospice in town. We care about being the best hospice in town. And, you know, our philosophy to care is meeting people where they're at. You know, sometimes we want to meet people where we need them to be, and that's not our job. Our job is to meet them where they're at and help them on their journey because it's their journey, not ours. And so if we can provide them, you know, best-in-class patient care every step of the way on that journey, then they have hopefully the best experience under difficult circumstances.
Absolutely. And to me, the big differentiator that I see with Abode is that experience that you're delivering to the individuals that you work with and the families that you work with. On a daily basis, when people are first exploring, you know, whether or not hospice is appropriate for them, what questions should they be asking when they're choosing a hospice provider?
That's a good question. I think, you know, asking companies, you know, if they have a separate on-call team. You know, I think it's difficult when you have daytime nurses working in nighttime too. So Abode has a separate evening team throughout the week and a separate weekend team. So our nurses and our staff that see people Monday through Friday, that team stays the same for the clients. But if they call in the middle of the night, they're going to get somebody separate. And that's important because you want somebody that's fresh, not overworked, to come help you in the middle of the night. And so how does that organization take care of their staff? You know, what's their response time if there's an emergency? How often will they visit? Everybody follows Medicare guidelines. Medicare is basically our boss. And so every company's job is to follow those guidelines, but different organizations work differently within those guidelines. So from what I've seen in my experience, you know, just seeing how those organizations visit, you know, will they have continuity of care? Will they have the same team? Is there separate on-call staff so those daytime people are getting rested? And I think that's, you know, from just a cultural standpoint, an important question to ask.
Absolutely. Now, you know, we're starting to run a little low on time, but one that I wanted to make sure we ask is why or what advice would you give if you're an individual who's delaying confronting the conversation about hospice? Why do we avoid talking about hospice? Or if we're given an end-of-life diagnosis or a terminal diagnosis, why do we avoid this?
You know, I think the United States is a lot different than other countries. Death is accepted differently here than other countries and different cultures. And so, it's something that's normal, it's natural. And I think, you know, if we can do a better job of not avoiding the conversation, then it won't be a shock when we have to have it. And I think also just, you know, I've had so many appointments over the years that have canceled my original appointment because they've got kind of scared before I was going to arrive. And on every appointment when I've actually gone in and said, you know, let me just come answer questions. I'm not going to make you do anything. You know, it's right. There is no pressure for me. The question I typically will get after that discussion is, why didn't we do this sooner? And so it's just really changing how our minds think about hospice and that it's not, you know, about, you know, death and dying. It's about living your best days while you're here with your family. And it's just letting somebody that really knows a lot about the benefit come out and answer your questions and discuss it with you so that you don't have those fears or emotions that come off, you know, with the stigma that comes with the word here in the United States.
Absolutely. And thank you for diving into that. And I think we want to avoid our own mortality and the realization of it at all costs, but we miss out on tremendous benefits while we do that. Before we run out of time, what is the biggest takeaway you want to leave listeners with today?
Biggest takeaway, I think knowledge is power. I think, you know, if you have any questions about, you know, your loved one that may qualify or a friend that, you know, you're helping take care of and they might benefit from the benefit, you know, it never hurts to have a discussion and get that information. And then, you know, you or your loved one can make that decision after getting the information. So I think, you know, just being open to the knowledge and the discussion of what that benefit could provide and then making a decision from there, because it could make things a lot easier for you or your friend or your loved one once they get that team engaged. Because that's probably the biggest feedback we get when people wait to engage in hospices. Gosh, I missed out on so many months where I could have had the support and the love from this team that I didn't get because I was scared to engage them. And, you know, like you said, you can cancel it at any time. So it's not like you're handcuffed to the idea.
And it's free.
And it's free.
There's no cost. So.
There's no cost.
Wonderful. Our friends from Abode Hospice, I can't thank you enough for joining us today here on Senior Talk. Let's get your contact information out one last time for our listeners who want to reach out to you and the team over at Abode Hospice to learn a little bit more about what you do.
All right. It's Abode Hospice. We do have a lovely office off of Research Parkway, but our 24-hour number is 719-358-6428. You can call that anytime. They can get a hold of me, or I'll also give you my direct cell. I'm always on it. So my cell phone is 719-505-2057, and our office number is on my voicemail as well. So, but you guys, just feel free. Thanks for listening to our chat, and feel free to call us anytime with questions or needs or help.
Ladies, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for all that you do out there. Before we go, I want to remind listeners that you can find more information about our sponsors, Affordable Medical Supply, online today at affordablemedmart.com or by giving them a call at 719-632-4036. And our sponsor, Heartfelt Care at Home, online at heartfeltcareathome.com or by calling them at 719-362-0094. Be sure to join us next Sunday and every Sunday at 8 a.m. and now Saturdays at 10 a.m. right here and only on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., 92.5 FM for another edition of Senior Talk presented by Affordable Medical Supply and Heartfelt Care at Home, a Total Care Connections family company.